There is a makeathon called Tikkum Olam. It is kicking off tomorrow in Melbourne. It has happened before. It's pretty incredible. There are basically teams of technology specialists, and they're paired up with someone who is living with a disability. And together, what they do is they try to come up with a sort of creative, low-cost solution that's going to help that person who is living with a disability help their lives in just 72 hours. So we've got virtual reality specialist Ming Wei Chan on the line to tell us a bit more about this makeathon. So Ming, what happens tomorrow?
So tomorrow we'll all fly down to Melbourne. So I'm Sydney based, and 11 of us from PwC of different kind of expertise will come down there, meet Brent and Tate, who are our need knowers. They're the people who either are living with the disability or are carers for them. And then we'll work with them hand in hand to create a solution in 72 hours that solves his particular need.
All right. So what's it called? It's called Tikkum Olam, right? What does it mean?
Mm-hmm. So Tikkum Olam in Hebrew means repair of the world. And TOM is a global movement, and it was started by Root Group, which is a Jewish investment group.
Alrighty. Okay, so you personally, what problem are you going to be solving tomorrow?
So tomorrow, our need knower, Brent, he has what's called Prader-Willis syndrome. And that's basically when you have a dysfunction in your gene that makes you constantly eat and therefore morbidly obese. And so basically, along with that comes a lot of different problems. So they excessively eat, they excessively sleep, they find it really, really hard to do exercise. Most of them are intellectually impaired in some way, so they don't know how to manage their disease. The need knower that we have is Brent, and he's actually very good at managing his disease, almost a little bit of a poster child for PWS. So what we're going to be doing tomorrow is start to tackle more of his kind of motivations to exercise rather than the diet, because he's very good with his diet. So we'll be starting to make a solution where it connects to a Fitbit that he can wear, and it will track all his special exercises. Basically, we'll link that into his iPad because he doesn't like to use a phone. And then with his iPad, he can look around the room in his own bedroom, and whenever he doesn't, he achieves something, it will give him a like little trophy or little badge that he can like place on the wall of his room using augmented reality.
Oh, cool!
And then basically, a lot of this is about helping him get socially encouraged. So his mum and his trainer and his little social circle can either come into the room or use the same app and give him encouragement through the app whenever they see an achievement being placed on the wall. And he's also a massive Melbourne Demons fan, so we're going to connect that in some way to the trophies.
Oh, okay, cool. So, I mean, this is obviously very specific to Brent, to your need, Noah, but, you know, once the makeathon is over, what's going to happen with this invention?
Yeah, so the reason why we've gone very specific with our need, Noah, is because when you're creating something like this in a very short amount of time, as a minimum viable product, so an MVP, you want to be as close to your customer, which is in this case Brent, as possible. From there, though, we would be looking to widen out to the broader Prader-Willis group. So figuring out how the features that we've made in this weekend can apply to the broader group. And then, I mean, there will be a lot of common themes, but obviously I think there'll be some extra challenges that Brent doesn't face. So because Brent is quite, he's like over 30 now, a lot of the younger age group are a lot more extreme in their syndrome. So I guess the app will have to evolve to suit that.
Alrighty, okay. Well, it sounds absolutely incredible. So that was Ming Wei Chan, who is a virtual reality specialist, and he's going to be participating in the makeathon called Tikkum Olam that is kicking off in Melbourne tomorrow. We're going to put all the details up on the podcast if you do want to learn more about it. Sounds absolutely incredible.